with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Breakfast rolled, here we go. It's a song that's in my head, because Una's been singing it, because she's writing songs for everything.
And almost heaven.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Corn to Mona, mom crossed crossroads and the Corrib River, the home of Krusty's, city of the tribes. Everybody's down there, nothing but good vibes. Take it away, Oran Mór, Clare Galway, Capitagal, and Loughrea, Corrimona, and Kinvara, Take Loom Home, Mam Crossroads.
There you go. There's Una's Galway hurling final song as it face Limerick next weekend.
Next weekend, they're going to be singing in Croke Park.
Are they?
Yeah.
You haven't been invited, no?
I haven't yet. I'm still holding out hope. I just think the right people in the right circles haven't heard it. So that's why we need to spread the song, spread the love of the song.
We should send you out and about just to Galway to try and find the right
people. Put it in people's heads as well.
You do that next week. You just go.
Okay.
So Una's not on the show next week. She's going to be rambling around Galway looking for someone. Yeah. Oh, there's your pen back, by the
way. Thanks very much.
It's all right, even though it's probably my pen that you stole from me. Anyway, we had lots of fun on the show today. We kicked it off with our survey says
7:43. Producer Donald, what exactly are you going to ask us to try and figure out and use our brains to answer this morning? It's Friday, for crying out loud. So, you know, make it easy.
It's brain training Friday. It's good.
Brain training Friday, Una. There you go.
There you go with that. 16% of adults admit they've done this when someone was at the front door. So someone's just waiting there.
What's the percentage?
16. So it's not
quite
high.
Low.
Yeah.
They've done this while somebody's come to the door.
They know someone's at the door. So they've either knocked, rang it, or the ring, whatever's gone off.
I know what's going on. I know exactly what this is. So everybody doesn't need to send a message. 087-1102-107. I got this covered.
Okay.
So it's basically, you talk to them to the ring. You don't bother answering the door.
What do you want?
Yeah, what do you want? Have you got a parcel for me? Is it a bill? What's going on?
Most people don't have those fancy doorbells, though.
A lot of people do. I would say more than 16% of people listening have a ring doorbell.
I don't even have a doorbell.
Yeah, my house doesn't have a doorbell. Yeah, no.
Two effects at the same time?
You don't need a doorbell.
All right.
You're just a little.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of the country, and when you knock on the door, the whole yard hears it, to be fair.
So am I, but so, like, with the ring and the cameras and stuff, it tells you when people are there before they even get to.
I know, yeah, you're a creep. I've seen him in his kitchen. There's people come to the door and he's there looking, oh, yeah. Yeah, look at that now.
Una, we have a shop at the back of the house. We have to be able to see who's coming into the yard.
Oh, yeah, that's more of it now. Who's coming into the yard? Yeah, looking at me when I'm walking up to your door. I come into the house. Oh, yeah, nice parking.
When I go to my girlfriend's house, you walk in the driveway, he goes, you are being filmed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow, okay.
And
they still check 10 minutes up on the door. So
you are being filmed. Well, do you know what? That's a good thought.
You in the yellow hoodie.
That's to deter the robbers.
It probably is, to be fair, yeah.
That's
it deters me slightly as well. It's like, it makes you walk different. You kind of go, oh,
you're being
I'm
filmed.
On camera.
Una has something similar like that in her house when you walk up the driveway. There is a speaker that goes, don't bother. It's a mess. It looks like it's been burgled already.
There's nothing for you.
Not anymore.
Danger. Chances of being bitten by dog and twins.
I spent 4 hours cleaning yesterday.
Brilliant. That's not what we're talking about, though.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay.
We gotta play the song. Here we go, the song is once again Una's turned it into something about her.
I haven't. I'm just saying, you accused me of having a very untidy house, and I said not anymore. Well, one room is tidy because I spent 4 hours cleaning.
4 hours, that was one room.
Yeah, and I still haven't finished it.
Whoa. All right.
Yeah, no, it's not that.
Okay. Let's get the question again, because I have a funny feeling anybody who's heard it like 10 minutes ago, I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, it was 16% of adults admit they've done this when someone was at the front door.
Oh, okay.
Put on their bra.
What?
Put on the bra to answer the door.
That's very nice of you.
It is very nice. Yeah, I'm not saying I do it. I'm just saying 16% of people might do it.
So it's going to be loads of people knocking on your door now. Okay, 087-110-2107. Friday morning, and we're trying to figure out what the answer is to our survey says. Producer Donal.
16% of adults admit they've done this when someone was at the front door. What is it?
Let the dog bark until
they go away.
Yeah, basically.
That's a very good shout. Yeah.
Just let them bark. Bark.
Not stop them, just go.
Yeah.
Carry on.
And if they knock again, then if they're not deterred by the dog, then you know it's probably important. Could be a delivery that you've been expecting in some sort of vintage kick jacket.
Well, if it was a delivery, I would be opening the door and not hiding or pretending to be asleep.
Do you do that? Pretend to be asleep?
I mean, sometimes. Do you know when you're done with peopling and you're just like...
Pardon?
You're done with peopling.
Peopling?
Yeah, like interacting with other humans.
I want to deep dive into this, but we don't have time. What the hell? When you're done with peopling.
Yeah.
This is new.
It's not.
It is.
You know, if you've been peopling all day.
What do you mean peopling?
Just dealing with, just peep talk other people. being surrounding you. And you just need some time out. Yeah. Some me time.
Donald, this is like unaling.
It's also the other way around.
Dealing with an Una all day.
How will I arrive at your house unannounced, knocking on the door?
It's not far from it there, lady. Okay, Tommy.
Morning, Radio. Happy Friday. Tommy here in Roscommon.
Hi, Tommy.
I'm just wondering, is the answer today just freeze and hope that they'll go away?
Freeze. Don't move or they'll see you.
Doesn't work if your door's got a window.
My door's got a window.
Really?
It's not the answer, no. But it's a very good guess,
It's very hard to sneak by a window door.
Is it
frosted or can you see through it?
No, you can see through it.
Oh, my God.
You can see right through down the hall and down into the kitchen.
The best.
You must have loved it. You're such a liar. You can't see through.
Someone will come up and look and go, I know, I'll leave it.
All right. None of these are correct. So get your guesses. 087-110-2107. Okay, Donald, so far, no good. We haven't had a correct answer yet on 087-110-2107.
No, you have not. 16% of adults admit they've done this when someone was at the front door.
Lorraine and Sligo wants to know, is it laying the floor till they're gone?
Is it just drop?
Yeah.
Drop. That's
drop
mad.
Drop and roll.
Again, doesn't work if you've got the window in the door, but that... It could work. Oh, they've collapsed. Okay, I'll go. No, it's not the answer.
Okay, I think we're going to
We need the answer.
Yeah.
The answer is, so 16% of adults admit that they've answered the door absolutely fine, just wearing a towel when someone's been at the front door.
Sorry, answering the phone with just a towel on?
No, the door.
The door.
You answer the door with just your towel on, because you're like, you might have been getting in the shower, you might have to get out of the shower.
It sounds like the start of a bold movie.
Does it?
It does.
What are they like, you know? I don't know what you're talking
Hello.
About.
What? What do you mean?
What kind of movie?
A rom-com?
Rom something, anyway. Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. It was a tight game on Rhymebet this morning, wasn't it? Oh, we spoke to somebody who plays ping pong. They work with ping pong.
Table tennis.
Ping pong,
Table tennis ping pong?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
That's a cool job. They work with Table Tennis Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the best job ever.
Ping-ponging around.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We're going to have a ping-pong match. A table tennis match.
We should do,
yeah.
Do you think you can beat me in it?
I will beat you. I've got really good hand-eye coordination.
You really don't.
Oh, I do. I'm really good at tennis.
Because this morning, I gave you something, and you went to hand it back to me, and you nearly dropped it on top of the new desk in the studio. I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh, my God. You're making that. It's a jacket, so it wasn't going to hurt the new studio.
No, it wasn't. But I'm just
you're going to get me in trouble now.
No.
It was a coat, so I didn't hurt that. The new studio is all intact. It's beautiful. I clean it every day. It's fabulous. Yes, I do. I clean it. If I get a makeup stain and I clean it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because I'm terrified. I don't know. Just some transfers. My lipstick is on it. I don't know how it got there.
Jesus.
Who knows what I'd be doing?
Fall asleep. What is it? What do you used to do when you were in school? When you went for a
sleep? Being a colour.
There she is.
I love being a colour.
Now I'm going for the being a colour.
So being a colour is the best thing ever. Like being in a colour. It's great.
Anyway, our ping pong table tennis legend is Nicole from Sligo.
Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock.
Come on, Nicole.
Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it.
Nicole.
Nicole.
From Cavan in Sligo. Were you singing along there with the rhyme it song?
No, sadly not.
Well,
too early for you, Nicole. Too early for I get it.
Absolutely.
I
get
it. Okay, Nicole, so what brought you to Sligo over leaving the lovely cabin?
Well, I dropped out of school, so then we moved here, and now I have one of the probably best jobs I could ever get.
What is your job?
I work for Table Tennis Ireland.
Wow!
Table Tennis Ireland, and are the headquarters in Sligo?
No, they're in Dublin.
All right, okay.
Based in Sligo.
All right, very good. I hear the headquarters, the Table Tennis headquarters, are really smelly for a table tennis.
What?
It's an awful... Pong off him.
Oh my god. Ah! Oh my god. I knew there was a bad joke coming there. I could sense it. I could sense it.
Jealous.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Jealous. Anyway, that would have been a backhanded compliment.
Oh my god.
Okay, well.
Nicole, do you play table tennis yourself?
Yeah, I used to.
Okay.
I played when I was younger.
Yeah, we played it in school. We had like tournaments in school and stuff like this.
It's very relaxing or meditative or something.
Sorry, have you ever played table tennis before?
Well, when you're just having a little small soft rally.
Oh, they're soft ones.
The soft ones, yeah.
The proper is like...
It's like so intense.
Oh, I've never played an intense one.
And it, no, it's fun.
Oh, you should.
Yeah, it's the best crack. Like the eye-hand coordination, just like the pink...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
I'll take you on. I'll take you down.
Do you know what? Let's lock it in.
Lock it in.
Challenge accepted, Una O'Carroll. Just to let you know, we have a table tennis table at home. So
of course you do. That's the most Cooper thing to have in the world.
Why?
It's just.
What is it?
It's just you. You're just a Monopoly type of person, really, aren't you? Monopoly table tennis. The way you live your life.
Una, it's an MDF board painted green, and we've made a net out of some tights.
Oh, of course you've made it. Yeah.
It's the most DIY table tennis. All right, okay. You have a score of 7 to beat. There is two people with the score of 7. How confident are you going into this now that you reckon you can rhyme it more than 7?
Sure, we'll give it a go.
Do you know what? With that attitude, I think you can do it. All right, so Una, are you ready to give Nicole her word?
I am ready. Nicole, your word today, if you choose to accept it, is glade. G-L-A-D-E. So everything must rhyme with glade, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Your time starts now.
When a fresh egg is still warm, it is freshly what?
Laid.
When the ends of my top have started to come apart, they have what?
Frayed.
The name of Wesley Snipes' Vampire Hunter movie trilogy is what?
Pass.
I can't wait for payday. I need to get what?
Paid.
Mum went to church and did this for us. What did she do?
Prayed.
I have a suit jacket made of this. What is it?
Pass.
When you swapped one thing for another with someone, you did a what?
Trade.
When a video slowly changes out
time
to black...
Time is up.
What do we get?
5.
How about
a solid score.
Yeah. Really good score. You bet Monday's score, which was 4, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. Something to celebrate.
Close, but no cigar, but I'm afraid.
You don't need the contents of Una's drawers in your life.
No.
You know, you've got the best job in the world. So congratulations on being an absolute legend, Nicole. You are... thanks so much for coming on iRadio. Loved having you on.
Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks, Nicole.
Actually, Thanks. Nicole, if we do organise a championship match between myself and Una for a game of table tennis, and would you
I'll
be...
I'll wrap it.
You
Oh, amazing. Yeah,
yes!
I have the scoreboard here and all, and I have a bag of balls. I'll bring them all.
Wonderful.
Nice one. I trust a lady with a bag of balls. Look after yourself.
Hey. Bye.
Bye. So if you'd like to play Rhyme at any time, 087-1102-107. We've two names now in the hat. We've got, who have we got there, Dung?
Grania and Gary.
Two G's.
Only one G can take the contents of my drawers.
Oh my gosh. All right, I'm going to draw one out. Here we go. And we've got Grania, who's won it today.
Well done, Grania.
Oh my God. Grania has won the contents of your drawers. There is the iRadio goodie bag in there. You got the water bottle and all the bits and bobs. And also, the contents of Una's drawers usually guarantees that there is purple snacks in there.
Snacks. Irish snacks.
Are you on my this?
Is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Today's Get It Off Your Chest was fun. Lads with man bags.
Oh my God. Yeah, people really like have strong opinions on these clutch bags.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was an actual clutch bag that they're wearing. I thought it was just like a strap around bag.
No,
like,
it's not even a strap.
Yeah, but like a clutch, like even girls only wear clutch bags to like, you know, weddings or special occasions because they're annoying because you can't put them over your shoulder or anything like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. And what is the purpose of them?
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway,
it's
let's delve into it.
Get it off your chest. Do you know what? I have a fear about this morning's get it off your chest. It's going to be you complaining about the cold in the studio, isn't it?
But yeah. It's absolutely Baltic. My poor toes are freezing.
You know that there's air conditioning in the studio and it's kept to 21
degrees. Yeah, but
there's
a heat wave. There's a heat wave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I shouldn't have to wear socks in a heat wave.
I wear socks in a heat wave.
Well, whatever. You do you. Okay, so this is from Shane. I think this is wild. I don't get that. Anyway, here we go. Hey guys, I need to get this off my chest because I think I'm losing the lads to the man bag trend.
Oh.
It all started last year when one of the boys bought one of those little shoulder bags for holidays. Fair enough. It actually came in handy because he carried the room key, everyone's wallets and bits and pieces.
Bonus.
Now it's gone too far. A few more of the lads have started wearing them, and now when we head to the pub to watch the football, they're rocking up with what can only be described as designer wash bags or man clutches.
I've seen them. I've seen those people in the pub.
I haven't.
Yeah.
Clutches.
So think of like a wash bag.
Yeah.
And it might say Louis Vuitton on it. And then they're walking in like it's a big purse, but it's a man clutch.
And
they're, I don't know what they're keeping in it, to be honest.
I've heard of like the man bags, but there's straps on those.
No, straps.
These are
you need to carry.
They're carrying them around like they're heading to a fashion show. My question is, what are they even keeping in them? Phone, wallet, keys, this all fits in your pockets. Every time you go out, there's another fella with one tucked under his arm. I genuinely blame the footballer Erling Haaland. Ever since he started wearing them, every lad seems to think they need one. Does anyone else have friends that wear things that they don't like? And what do you think of this trend, Shane?
I've never got the whole man bag thing. And like when I see people with them, I'm just like, dude, you've got pockets, or get a backpack.
I'm like, sorry, Shane, you've little to be bothering you if you're... This is annoying you. The clutch bag trend. Seriously?
If we went out, myself, you and producer Donald decided we'd go out this afternoon, sunny day, out into a lovely garden at the back of an establishment, yeah? We'd be sitting there, but just say Donald rocked up in his skinny jeans, his ankles showing. And his white socks and a little clutch bag under his arm. You would absolutely berate him.
Well, yeah, I would. I'm looking at the men's clutch bags and I... Yeah... No, and they're very expensive as well. No, I don't get it.
I don't know what to be keeping in them either.
I don't know what to be keeping in them either.
There is a few things that I think, though, like when you see some of your friends or whatever wearing things, you're just like, what are you doing wearing them? And there's some items of fashion and clothing that I just don't get.
Oh, like when Donald walked in that day. And he was wearing the tight jeans and the ankles, and he was wearing white socks and black runners.
The red light is on. You're not allowed to walk in while the red light is on.
I remember that day. That was so funny.
That was my cue to walk in.
That was so funny when you wore
those. Don't get me started on what you wear, Taylor.
Go on.
I love the way the both of you have got your own individual kind of fashion.
Yeah. Look at you sitting on the feds. Pick a side. Nail your colours to the mask.
Absolutely not. Go near it with a barge pole.
Okay,
do you know there's a piece of fashion that like I just don't get. It confuses me, and I don't understand why people buy it.
Yeah,
and it's gilets.
Gilets.
You know,
I'm with you.
It's a jacket without sleeves. What's the point? What are you doing? You look like a secondhand car salesman.
I'm not a massive fan of gilets, but they wouldn't bother me.
They confuse me.
They confuse you.
Yeah, it's kind of like, what are you doing? If you're wearing it to keep yourself warm, what about your arms? You're an arm neglector.
You were neglecting your arms if you were a gilet wearer.
You're a heat arm denier, something on your fire.
They can be quite posh as well, the gilets.
Yeah. In the UK, it's all like that. They're coming from money. They've got
it's
the gilets.
It's like the horsey people.
Yeah, that kind of way, yeah. No, it's the horsey people.
They're a different type of gilet. It's the puffer ones, you know. It's like a puffer jacket, like a legging jacket. You look like you belong in the hot press. you're like a cartoon character with arms. You're like a hot press with arms.
Now you're nailing your colours to the mask.
Hell yeah! I don't mind the horse riding ones because they're
posh and you're posh.
A lot of them would be like protective as well. They'd have like padding and stuff on it. And the ones for
so with the puffer jackets, they've got loads of padding. The puffers, they basically are, all they are is padding.
That's it? Yeah. No, but protective padding, so just in case you fall off the horse, kicks you in it, that type of padding. But, and then you've got the farmer's gilets as well, which you don't mind them as well, because you got to be able to put your hands on the inside just above.
So it's women's gilets you don't like?
No.
That's what you're saying?
No.
It's women's gilets.
No, it's...
the farmers are okay, the men's are okay.
So I never said anything about any sex, because the majority of farmers that I know are female, so no, it's not that. And so
the big puffy one.
Yeah.
And your little red now.
So if you've got a puffy gilet that's meant to have arms, bring it back to the shop. Ask where the arms are. All right.
Okay, let's get back.
All right. You know I don't
items
like heights.
Of clothing.
You know I don't like heights, and this soapbox is very high.
items of clothing that annoy you. And what do you think of this clutch bag trend that Erling Haaland has started? 087-1102-107.
Jesus, all we need now is a bunch of lads walking in here in puffer jackets and clutch bags. Getting off your chest in a morning like this morning, we have an interesting one. Somebody who's a little bit kind of like...
Shane is annoyed over the whole man clutch bag trend.
As annoyed is the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
bemused, I was going to say.
Bemused. He just doesn't get it. Mm. And he's blaming Erling Haaland for it.
Leave Erling Haaland alone.
Leave Erling alone. We love Erling.
Yeah.
I suppose I haven't actually seen one of these clutch bags.
Have you
up
not?
Close and personal.
You need to get out more.
I do need to get out more. So we're just asking people, like, you know, what other things, clothes, annoy you. Like, you had a 10 minute rant about gilets.
Sleeveless jackets, for crying out loud. Like, if it's raining, your arms get wet. If it's windy, they get cold and blown around the place. Put some sleeves in your jacket.
Neglecting your arms.
It's no wonder the country is the way it is, isn't it? All right, what are you saying? 087-1102-107.
So I didn't know about a man clutch bag. Fair enough, a man bag. My husband sometimes has to use one for all his diabetic stuff.
So I get that. That's a medical bag. That's for an actual use.
So I don't have to carry it. But the clutch bag, very metrosexual, but looks ridiculous. And what are they carrying in it? Normally, it's stuff that they shouldn't be carrying. That's my opinion of these man bags anyway. But the clutch looks ridiculous.
So... if you do, like, you can be anonymous if you like. Like, we're not going to judge you much. If you do have one of these clutch or man bags, what exactly are you carrying in it? Like,
well, there's your wallet, your keys.
Who has a wallet these days? Who carries a wallet? Everything's on you.
Look, there's my wallet.
What the hell is in that?
Well, let's open it up and find out.
Okay, here we go.
Well, there's my driver's license. There's a tenner. Yes! Woohoo! the driver's license. And then there's old receipts and just kind of like rubbish, I suppose.
So far, 50% junk.
It's junk, yeah. Yeah, it's all junk. Oh, I have a shopping gift card. Oh, at Lone Town Centre. No.
Yeah.
And
are they all old and used?
Old and used.
Yeah.
And another old and used
Jesus
one. There's my bank card, and there's my motor tax. Oh, there we go.
Why is your motor tax in your wallet?
Oh, there's no lotto ticket. Let me just check that. Why is my motor tax in my wallet? I don't know.
It should be in your screen.
It is on my screen. It's just the rest of it. Look. Oh, there's an old chewing gum as well in there. And there's a prayer that my mother put in there
as well. There's no prayers that can save you right now.
So anyway, yes, wallets. Loads of people like...
No, so the majority of stuff that was in there you don't need. So like, all you need your driver's license. You can leave that in your car, right, or whatever. But like, who carries around an actual wallet with them?
I know, most people carry around wallets.
Nah, because like your bank cards are on your phone. And if you need ID, fair enough, you've got that in your pocket, whatever. Oh, Jesus Christ. Can we just let everybody in? Una just waves her bank card at me. This will be an insight into how lazy this lady is. It still has a sticker on it which says, "Attention, please remove this sticker when you receive your new bank card." And it's filthy.
It's not filthy.
It's absolutely filthy. All right, what are you keeping in your man bag and your man wallet or your clutch bag?
Do you not use a card anymore, no?
No, everything's on my phone.
Oh, well, I like to... shake things up a bit, and sometimes I use my phone, sometimes I use the card.
It doesn't work on your phone,
anyway. No, it doesn't. Nope.
Okay, 087-1102-107 on other kind of like questionable things that you don't like that people wear, or you just question it, like the bloody sleeveless jackets. What the hell's going on there? We just went through your bag and the only useful thing there is a bank card which still has a sticker on it which says please remove.
You went through my purse, not my bag. If you want to go through my bag, we'd be here for another 24 hours.
Jesus. But that's your work bag. That's a different situation, isn't it? Or do you have a work bag?
Oh, do I have this? No, this is just my normal bag. That's what's in it. I got some chewing gums in there. I got a banana. I got perfume. I got a brush. I got some hair stuff. I got some hand sanitizer. And I got an Apple Score. And there's purple snack.
An Apple Score?
An Apple, yeah.
What's an Apple Score?
No, an Apple Score. I have found an Apple.
Sorry.
Yes.
Probably Anton Deck from the 90s.
I have some Dior lights as well. Okay. Strange.
Not really. If anybody listens to the podcast, they'll know why you use Dior lights.
Hey.
Hey. Actually, interesting. Do you want to have a look at my bag?
I know it's going to be boring, but okay, go on then.
Let's do it.
Let's go. Give me your bag.
You're not going through my bag.
Go on.
No.
I know what you've got in there. You've got pens.
Yeah, I got pens at the front. Yeah.
You probably have some, I don't know, cleaning products or safety stuff in there. I don't know, like sun cream.
No, so I've got my headphone pouch for my headphones to keep them nice. I got a toilet paper that I robbed from this toilet here when I had a cold.
Why? Right. Okay.
I got deodorant.
Okay.
Yeah. I got Nespresso pods that we can reuse because I brought in coffee because we don't have a coffee machine.
Yeah, good man.
I've got a waterproof phone holder for if I go diving.
A waterproof phone holder.
Yeah. I got some dust masks just in case I do a bit of woodwork. And there's two things in here that are your fault, and I keep forgetting to take them out. Two clean pairs of underwear.
Why is that my fault that you're going around
wearing? You wanted to do some videos. I said, bring some underwear because you're going to hang them up somewhere in the supermarket or something. I'm like, okay. So that was that. Yeah. Oh, and a pack of cards. Yes. Playing cards, that's always a good thing.
Yay!
Which I'm always frightened to take out near Una because she's a shark.
Oh, yeah.
All right, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about why are you carrying around a man bag? What's in those bags? What's in the clutch bags?
The man clutch is for the guys whose wife gives them back their lirodi to go out and get permission to go out. That's where they keep them. I can't understand it. Don't like them. Stupid jokes.
Okay. All right, okay. We also went through Una's bag and it's...
You went through my wallet, a big wallet.
Which is the size of an actual bag.
Yeah.
Like, it does have backpack straps on it. And the majority of the things in there are junk.
It's junk. It's crud. There's a lot of crud in there, but that's just, I like to keep stuff. I'm a hoarder.
You certainly are.
Mm-hmm. Surprised you're being very judgy. My purse has the exact same contents as Una's. There's old receipts. Loads of receipts, lottery tickets, very odd bit of cash, a bit of change, my bank card, my license, any other kind of hard plastic cards. I would have got Revolut cards, old gift cards that don't have any money left in them.
Why are they still there?
I have two of them. Huh? I have two of them, just in case.
What? Just in case what?
I don't know, that I might be mistaken and there could be something left on them.
Just in case you need to break into a house and use an old credit card. Is that what it is?
No, but the gift card, I think they're gone. In fact, I know there's nothing on them, just in case. You never know.
You might wish that it comes... with more stuff on it.
I don't know. It's just there might be like...
Every day I learn something new about this bizarre person. Absolutely. Never change, Una. All right. keep them coming. 087-1102-107.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings. With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Well, we had a surprise call today from somebody called Memphis Shell. And I don't know what the hell was going on because I genuinely thought that we did a video, we had a fun video with a mystery guest, it's over a month, 2 months ago now, and we did a little bit of a dance, a burlesque thing. I thought that was it.
I told you at the time that we have entered you into the Heart of Ireland Burlesque Festival to perform. Knew this. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
But it's happening.
I thought it was just for a bit of crack.
It is for my fun. You have to start training, man. I'm really disappointed in you.
You was.
I'm really disappointed.
Well, Memphis Shell
It is.
Memphis Shell.
Yeah, she really laid into me this morning.
Something happened over a month ago where you surprised me with a mystery guest where you dragged me down an alleyway.
Yep.
And you introduced me to Memphis Shell, who's a burlesque dancer.
Yes.
And you were then, hey, you're going to become a burlesque dancer. I'm like, yeah, let's do a little bit of fun. We had a little bit of fun video and stuff like this. But you were like, no, that's not the end of it.
No, I told you then. We entered you into the heart of Ireland burlesque competition.
Okay, sure. Anyway, so we do have Memphis Shell on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
I hear that you wanted to just have a little catch up with my dancing pal over there, Stephen Cooper.
Yes, I actually have been looking for Cooper.
Oh. Well,
okay. There you go.
Why?
Yeah. Cooper, where have you been?
What do you mean? I've been around.
Oh, you've been around. Okay. You've kind of forgotten to touch base with me about performing September for the Heart of Ireland Burlesque Festival.
Yeah, Cooper, how's the old practice thing going on there?
Hang on a second. I know that when we first met you and we did the little kind of like dance in the studio and stuff and we had a lot of fun about it, but like I thought that was it then. I thought that was it. I didn't think that we were actually doing this, are we?
I told you, I entered you into the competition, the Heart of Ireland Burlesque competition. And Memphis Shell is your mentor and teacher, isn't that right, Memphis Shell?
Yes. So, Cooper, I have been talking to my panel of judges, okay?
Right.
And they have said that as great as your short little videos are online, they now want to see you actually prove this in September.
Okay. So this is the look I'm getting from Una. This is clearly going ahead. Oh, God.
So what should he be doing? Like, what does he need to be exercising? Should he be hitting the gym, shaking his tatas?
Yes, there's a lot of work involved, Cooper, because I know it was a bit of fun when you first met me, but
it was fun.
Now all the gloves are off, literally, gloves are coming off, and you have a lot of work to do.
Oh my God, well, I thought that I nailed it, and everyone has said that I was amazing, and I thought that was enough and I could just do what I did on the video then.
No, I'm sorry. Okay. That's just people being nice to you. I mean, it looked great, but you have a lot of work to do.
Okay. Yeah, you got a lot of work to do. But like, you'll be in shape after this. Like, you're really going to tone up.
Well, what's wrong with how I look now?
Nothing. You're beautiful. Okay. You need to get you back with Memphis Shell for some practicing, man.
Cooper, we've a lot to go through because I need to go over like the basics of burlesque with you. We're going to have to pick a burlesque name. We're going to have to look at a team of an act for you. We're going to have to look at costuming. We're going to have to get tassels made. There's a lot of work here.
Oh my God, this is so exciting.
There's only so far the man will go, but I think tassels is a bit too far.
It's happening.
Now, Cooper, you're going to be on stage with international performers, like one of the most influential burlesque performers in the world at the moment is going to be there as well. Do you really want to kind of just half do it?
Yeah.
Well, people are going to be judging you in for a penny, in for a pound. If you're going to do something, do it right.
Well, I don't want to show up the international superstar burlesque dancer.
There's
no
fear of that. Oh, I'm so excited to get you a name. What are we going to call you?
Just go, here's Cooper.
No. It has to be like cool, like Memphis Shell, and sexy and engaging and vibrant. I think Memphis Shell, that he should pick his pet's name, his first pet's name, followed by your grandmother's maiden name, and that could be your burlesque name. You have a dog called Dodger.
No, well, Seven would be my.
No, we're going with Dodger.
Okay,
go on.
Dodger McMahon.
Dodger McMahon. Now everyone knows all your passwords also.
What about my other grandmother then? Simpson. So Dodger Simpson.
That is brilliant.
There we go.
Or Seven Simpson.
Seven Simpson, yeah.
I think we should have a look at different names for him. I don't think it'd be any harm to get listeners to maybe give suggestions.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good shout. Yeah, 100%.
All right, you know what to do. 087-110-2107. Memphis Shell, thank you so much for coming on and berating me for not being up to scratch on what I'm meant to be doing. We'll probably meet up soon then and have a session then, yeah?
We will be meeting up soon, because remember, when you take that stage, you're going on that stage under my name, so I expect perfection.
I will do you proud. Yes, you will. No problem. Thank you so much, and we'll see you very soon, okay?
I will talk to you soon, Cooper.
So this is happening.
But you knew it was happening. You committed to this. You can't commit to something and do it half-arsed.
This happened.
You gotta shake that booty.
This happened like over a month ago. I thought we'd all forgotten about it.
No forgetting. No. We're all on board with this. Everyone is all on board with this. You're gonna sell out the house.
Oh my God. No pressure then. All right, so first step, I need a name. 087-110-2107. As a burlesque dancer, what's my name gonna be?
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Spits and giggles, we know the rules. I play your things, you can't laugh if you do. You spit water in each other's faces. Yeah?
Yeah.
Ready to play?
Yeah, we'll
get some water in your faces, thank you. Fill the cheeks. Number one, are you ready? Ray Mays Wilderness Walks to start here. He's been on TV for years and I was concerned he might be getting a bit old and touch of old age kind of going in. But Ray is as sharp as ever, even in the rain here.
It's always a good feeling if you get it up just in time.
You get it up just in time. You didn't get that one, that's fine. Water still in the mouth. Number two, BBC Breakfast reviewing the daily papers here. And this man was staggered to hear news about one of England's national treasures during a report about nutrition.
And so he's really painting a very bleak picture and saying we have to re-educate ourselves. And in the middle of it, he fingers...
Yes, genius.
I got it in there.
You did, to be fair. 1-0 to Cooper. Oh, you're struggling, Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're right. More water, Una.
More water.
1-0 to Cooper. More water. Number three. Arsenal defender Felipe Senderos here. I wasn't aware this kind of thing went on in football.
No, I think with Joey Barton, you know what to expect. You know, he's going to come strong in the tackle and he's going to come in your face.
Holding well. You've got water dripping from your nose and that's making me laugh. Number four. Yeah, you. Number... Una, water dripping from her nose. Number four. On the TV show Four in a Bed, this man was surprisingly open about the problems himself and his wife were having in the bedroom.
I couldn't get it down last night. It took me ages. Pat's had a problem getting it up this morning. I need an instruction manual, these things.
Una went there, but in the bucket. Not in Cooper's face.
In the bucket, yeah.
Yeah. Number five. A trick. Oh, you got more water in your mouth, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Filled up. Okay, dokie.
Mm-hmm.
Will you spray each other this time?
Mm-hmm.
A trip to test match special, and it seems that Angers only covers up in extreme conditions here.
The groundsman's got his shorts on today. Confident about the weather.
He has shorts on in most weather,
most
I think, doesn't he?
It has to be a really filthy day.
Two nil to Cooper. Kept it in. Well done. You picked the last song of the show, Cooper. Unlucky, Una.
Yes.
The upside is I get to pick the song. The downside is my shorts are soaked again. Thanks very much.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
How wet do you get in spits and giggles? I'm surprised you haven't written a song. It could be all about getting wet or not. See, the cuff. It was off the cuff.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, it's been time here to write a song.
It's been time. Excuse me, every morning this week because I promised to have songs for Norway and I forgot. I came up with songs every single day about 2 minutes.
My favourite one was Norway, Norway.
Norway, 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 Norway. We're all part of Erlingshaar.
If you want to listen to that, it's in the podcast.
All right, USA.
I'm gone. Listen.
I will shake those sausages up when we win the World Cup because Norway are the greatest football team.
Have a drink. Have a great weekend.
Bye.